So, like, but how many lightsaber arms? But how many lightsaber arms do I get?
Well, that's what I said. So you get four, but you'll inevitably cut almost all your arms off.
Okay.
So then you will be a freak. Because you've cut your arms off in a lightsaber.
Because then I'll be an amputee, but still have two hands. Joe, I want you to be my pallbearer, so you can let me down one more time.
Well, that's dark as fuck.
I was already planning on doing
it. Die?
Welcome to Zitzog.
That means that I have to survive after you die. So I have to outlive you.
This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle, I guess.
This is Joe.
I'm Kevin.
You don't have to introduce yourself.
What?
Have you always introduced yourself, Kevin?
No. I usually introduce him awkwardly in the corner.
He's got enough gumption.
Amy, who's down here?
Yeah, Amy is not here. Joe is drinking beer out of a tiny plastic cup.
That's all they have.
The beer or the cup?
You have made a tactical
You have
error.
A little phone pencil.
That's kind of it's a little stylish.
Cool. Where does it go?
The bottom.
Oh, you have a note now?
No, it's the LG Stylo 5.
The LG note.
The LG note.
Stylo note.
The LG Samsung note.
Guys, I want to talk about something really important today. They're going to remake Face Off. And
is
I don't
suck as much?
Necessarily.
I'm worried
that
it
won't. What the fuck is wrong with you? Have you never actually seen Face Off?
I got so bored
They're
watching
gonna take, I want you to take his face off.
We obviously were watching the same movie I was watching.
That movie was one of the worst
take
movies I've ever
his
seen.
Face.
It's
I made it like an hour in, and I had to go someplace,
that's basically
and I'm like,
the whole
well,
thing.
That's all I need.
It's one of the greatest like Nick Cage roles for him just being a complete fucking lunatic.
And I thought you guys were talking about the show where they like paint faces.
That one's pretty good.
That is a great show.
Not as good as the movie.
But not as good as the movie.
The TV spinoff was a little weird for
where
the movie, but
Nicolas Cage.
They weren't as related as people thought they would be.
Who is the other guy? Is it
John Travolta.
Yeah.
John Travolta and Nicolas Cage fighting as to who is a worse actor.
And because they look so similar in body form, they can just switch faces and it's good.
Nick Cage has to play himself being played by John Travolta pretending to be himself. That's a...
And
vice versa for John Travolta.
When you look at something like the Jumanji movies, the newer ones, where like the various actors are pretending to be kids, pretending to be them or whatever, it works. Face Off is a fine example of how it does not work.
What's it about?
Oh,
there's no plot.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, sweet Kevin.
There's
you've
no,
never
oh,
seen,
you're one of the lucky 10,000.
No, all right,
so
about,
John Travolta is a cop, and Nicolas Cage is this insane bad guy. And they arrest Nicolas Cage, and he somehow arranges it to where John Travolta gets thrown into prison. Like, he comes into the prison with him, and he has their faces surgically removed and exchanged. So he takes his face off.
And he says that at least three times.
There is a scene in the movie where it's Nick Cage pretending to be John Travolta because he breaks out so that he can track him down and make it right. And he's laying on the couch with his quote-unquote minions, and he's like, I want you to take his face off. And he does, like, the gesture like this. And then his minions are like, take his face off? Yes.
His face.
Take his face
off. And it's almost to the point where he looks into
off.
The camera as he does it. It's they, just this side of that level of
2 minutes
chewing.
Of five different people exchanging the words face
it's wonderful.
Off.
There's a golden
I wonder
it's
about it.
Hilarious.
I think John Travolta or Nicolas Cage's John Travolta has like this giant golden desert eagle that he shoots around the whole movie,
mm-hmm.
if it's, I recall correctly.
Yeah, it and
yeah.
it yeah.
Oh,
Joe's description there makes way more sense than any of the actual movie.
Yeah,
cool.
I feel
no,
like
you can get
it.
That from watching it. It's just that, like,
yeah,
after, that event,
slog.
After that oh. event happens, you're just like, what the fuck is going on? This
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
It's a John Woo movie, too, so nobody knows. There's no concept of bullets, or
yeah,
there's no concept of clips and, like, needing
oh,
to
yeah.
reload.
And also sure. doves show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, there's
at
doves.
One.
There's lots of doves.
In a slow motion.
And so, like, there's tons of gunfighting, and they're like, they just don't ever have to reload their guns, like, ever.
Imagine you're watching an action movie, and you're like, this makes too much sense. Let's just
hit it over the head
up.
With a metal bat a few times.
Yeah.
Let's maim it. And then
You know what I didn't like about Memento was that it made too much sense as I was watching it, and it was easy to follow. And the characters were way too complex.
Well, we can talk about good action movies, which I would say Shoot 'Em Up is a very good action movie.
Shoot 'Em Up?
You haven't seen it?
Oh,
you like Shoot 'Em Up?
Great movie.
Yeah. It's got Clive Owen in it. And he's got to protect a baby. and it's the end of the world. Nope, that's Children of Men. Sorry.
There you go.
they've got Paul Giamatti in it. What is the plot of Shoot 'Em Up?
Does that matter?
Yeah, actually, no. It's,
you're right.
It's kind of ham-fisted. Like, this lady gives birth and then dies. She's being chased by dudes who want the baby for whatever reason.
I'm not going to lie. This is starting to sound like the intergalactic cable sort of situation.
Yeah.
They're just,
it's pretty much
there's a gun, there's a skydiving gunfight.
Yeah, there's a skydive gunfight. He meets up with a hooker who he's like in love with.
He falls in love with the hooker.
And then like they're being chased by Paul Giamatti.
It's not real love because she was bribed by Paul Giovanni's character to.
I think that might actually happen.
Exactly,
but
how it is.
There's a lot of fun gunfighting in that movie, and it's like gun fu from Equilibrium, but not as well put together, and just more like rough around the edges. He's basically like a hobo.
Well, yeah, it's like they kind of went with the inspired character of like the Clint Eastwood nameless drifter.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
He's just a dude. Who's sitting there? And he's like,
he eats
carrots because it's good for his eyesight. And
yeah.
He kills
that's true.
Everybody.
The carrots thing. Oh,
that's his whole.
So many
that's his like nervous quirk or like his character quirk. Aside from being an amazingly psychotic killer and expert of guns, is that he just eats carrots. He's always got a carrot on him.
Right.
He eats carrots.
It sounds like good for your eyesight.
It sounds
like
fucking weird. It's so gross.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay.
And also, it actually makes me relive one fantasy I have because he watches this dude like signal. They're driving down the roads like New York, right? And this dude just like fucking bombs into his lane without signaling, and he gets pissed about it. And then he watches him do it again, and then the dude like just fucking. And it goes on a tangent. It's like, I move my thumb like 1 inch to turn the indicator, and that's too good for you. And the dude just like throws a bunch of trash out the window. So he comes up and sideswipes him and pushes him into like a fucking series of trash cans.
He's not crazy.
And a metal pole, and it crashes. And I think that guy dies. And they're just like, and then they move on. You're like, what
correct.
Just happened? That's the right move, but
before, just removing a threat from the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Final movie because Kendrick's getting bored with this. Have you seen Hardcore Henry?
I have not.
Which is one
Isn't
of
that
the
first person movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so cool, dude.
You are Henry.
It's pretty fucking sweet. Like, I don't know. I won't spoil it.
It's
though,
on
since
Netflix.
Nobody's watching. It is on Netflix.
It
you can watch
I keep
it, but
meaning to.
It escalates very quickly. Like, because like
their slogan.
Yeah.
Hardcore Henry, it escalates quickly.
Yeah,
like
I don't know, but it definitely does. And by the end of it, you're like, what the fuck's going on? It's kind of creepy. And yeah, it's.
Well, it's got the. Cool. What's his name? The guy who was Mad Dog in the redub of.
Yeah,
the team
it's got.
And
that's
the
weirdest one that you could have picked to describe
well,
that guy.
I don't like
you
using.
Said, like,
this is an amusing sequence of events where I haven't heard of or seen any of these movies.
Yeah.
he could either. Have been like so the guy funny. Who played. It's not the Rorschach guy. Shit. You're right.
It's
the District 9 guy.
Yeah, it's the guy from District 9.
What else? Inside District 9?
Yeah.
It's the main guy, the guy who turns into
the
alien from that.
He's the bad guy.
He's like the... No, he's not the bad guy. He's...
Well...
He's a... I want to spoil it. He's in it, but he's not a bad guy. The bad guy is this really crazy albino dude.
Trailer
kind
of painted him as the bad guy, so that's... Okay.
He's not. He's not at all. It's really cool what happens with that guy.
Keep trailers!
Kendrick, do you want to do another trailer rant since we haven't let you talk very much this time?
Do a trailer rant!
Do it!
Kevin's already heard it. He's the only one who listens.
He doesn't listen anymore, according to our last Slack or Discord messages.
No, but your dad does. Tell your dad.
He knows how I feel.
And
about
Andrew.
It. Everyone else knows how. You all know how I feel about trailers.
Hi, guys.
If you want
I'm
to hear me complain about trailers, like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye.
We'll go back to episode 174 or something like that.
Whoa, do you remember them all?
Wouldn't that be a cool skill?
Yeah, no. I mean,
not cool.
What do you mean by cool?
Check that.
Useless skill. Like, you remember, like the arms coming out of the elbows we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. So that's
arms.
What I asked Kevin. He never answered, by the way, so this is good.
No, I do want them out of the elbows.
No, but I didn't say where. I said what would you do if your whole life were rewritten and you had four arms from the beginning? Like, what would be the cool
four
things you'd do with four arms?
Four
arms total.
Or only
four arms.
I'm saying forearms, not forearms, idiots.
He's really clearly articulating it in a way that's unfair,
yes.
Isn't he? He's going out of his way to say
yeah.
it.
No,
you have one, two, three, four arms.
Okay. Four.
Like
arms.
Goro.
Put a space between the two words.
So there
I am
four
take
arms.
His, you get four
forearms. Four arms.
Yeah. Forearms.
You can't
let
face
me say it all separately.
Using
you,
commas.
You
get
make separately
forearms.
Doers.
It's not that hard. You get forearms. I actually
that would
don't
also be creepy.
Know what I'm
if
talking
only
like
forearms.
Forearms.
So suddenly I just have
out of your
yeah.
No, not suddenly. You basically have like
I've
if you would have had always had forearms.
Has everyone else in the world always had forearms or just
no,
me?
Just you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I guess there'd be four
so
people if
I then
I'm
let me
all
ask the actual most important question about that. Does that change the hand that you use to masturbate?
Mm-hmm. That's the question I'm asking you. Would you masturbate with a different hand?
Would you use...
You don't use both hands to masturbate?
Quick question.
Sometimes. What? That's the only type I do.
From a structural standpoint, how are those fixed? Do they share a shoulder?
Out of your elbows.
That's how Kevin chose. He's like anti-swastika forearms, like where he's like got another set of
Kevin,
arm
I don't
and he does
like
it the right
that,
way.
And
he
don't
can
accept
make like
that
a,
as an answer.
But we're also
I imagine
just like swastika.
If they just grew out of nowhere and then you had no control and they were slapping you in the face, and like, stop.
No. So that stipulation is gone as out the window. You can control them and you have the mental acuity to be able to control each arm independently.
Okay.
Do things like that.
Yeah, so like the
not
Goro
like superhero,
where it's
like
coming at you, you've got like a second shoulder. And you're like
it's your call. It's your call how you want your forearm. I think Amy drew a picture of how she wanted her arms.
Whoa, there, that is correct. It's here.
She went for the Goro.
Okay.
I think she made herself taller,
like
but I'm not sure.
Of the shirt that like she drew is like, it's got like two like crop
it's
tops.
It's a double shirt.
Double midriff. Okay. I actually have a really hard time imagining how that would work from a, like a fundamental
what
like,
I do?
Physical standpoint, what? So I can't...
Oh, fuck you. Like, that's the stupidest
that. Like,
thing
no,
ever.
Like, I can't, like... How would that...
You
like
can have
shoulders.
Them come out of your
legs. Offhand
you
shield...
Yeah, you can have them come out of your head.
In this hand.
Zorpazorp style?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So, Kendrick, offhand shield in this hand. Offhand dagger in this hand. And
but
then
like,
a two-handed sword in this hand.
But like,
you can't quite
you can't,
articulate it
you
correctly.
You can't move. Like, you, twisting, I just...
Body
imagine, okay, if
me.
It helps you the way that you need to do it, just imagine you have like a second torso on top of your head, and your head is now on top of your second torso.
I mean, you wouldn't
what
be...
What the fuck?
You would be in a...
Well, like, for you, like, so you take this,
just
and you just put it on top of him, and then his head's up here, so like, that way you have full range of motion, like... The same
yeah,
way you would on
you
either.
You would never
side.
Be able to fit in normal society. So if you hadn't killed yourself by now, you would soon.
Well, no, because you would be a god.
Don't forget to kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
You'd be able to slap four people at once, no questions asked.
It's not true. People would throw rocks at you for being free.
No, they would accept you for who you were and your freakish self.
No, I think
you would cosplay as Machoke really easily.
Yeah.
And
Goro. I kind of think that they maybe wouldn't have a Machoke if you existed because you'd have influenced culture by just being around. Like they couldn't, they wouldn't be Machoke. It'd be called Joe. Joe the Pokemon, and it's just you.
You're a freak. You're a freak.
Yeah, I think it'd be really hard to fit into society.
Joe uses
okay,
depression.
Well, let's
it's
say,
super
let's
effective.
Say that people are cool with it to assuage your issue. Like everyone's like, yeah, it's okay. It's no different than you know Jimmy who has
it's
three legs
like,
and. Gerald
so are we living
penises.
In a freak world where everybody's got weird limbs and shit?
I mean, let's just say for the sake of this argument that, despite my previous comment, that everyone is just doesn't really care that you have forearms. They just treat you like they treat you now. But you have two extra arms and you've had them your whole life.
You could type
and what was the actual question behind
like,
this?
What
like,
kind of stuff would you do? Like, what kind of stuff
you
would you do
hack
that you
twice
do
as fast.
You could hack twice as fast.
You could
dude,
play video
and
games
you could,
and
you could use a standing desk and a sitting desk at the same time set up the right way.
Yeah.
Because then
that's
you could hack double
do.
Fast. I mean, you would... Because depending on where your arms were, you'd have to, like, get your lower arms, like, up or, like, your higher arms down.
I do think I'd play more video games.
Yeah. Because
you could... Yeah, right.
Well,
that's,
see, and that was part of my question is, like, yes, you can control them, but would you have the mental brain ability to be able to actually control the controller and also do something
else? I mean,
else
that's all just
I do that
dexterity,
right, now.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
you really don't pay attention. Yeah.
See, and I don't have that.
Well, that's because you're a little bit special, Kevin.
I am.
It's because you're a dummy.
I am.
Okay. It's because you're an apple dummy. Wow, we just got really mean to Kevin. Okay. But I was like, it was like you had elbow arms, like Kevin said, you could, like text and like be doing something.
Yeah.
You're, like,
well, and then you can just
ass,
like Kennelino and scratch your own ass if you needed to,
mm-hmm.
or someone else's,
yeah.
and they wouldn't, they may not know.
Yeah.
Because you got extra long reach.
It couldn't have been Kevin who scratched my.
What if
ass?
It was like it like. Felled it up into your lower arm, but when you needed it, it was like whoosh,
whoosh. Oh, just like
oh,
a switchblade, just
yeah.
like switchblade arm.
Shirts would be complicated.
Yeah, sure. Well,
you
not
just
if you had
t-shirts.
Elbow arms.
If you had the elbow arm things, yeah, if you just do regular t-shirt.
It's like this. If you,
you could always have like a hidden weapon. You could like make like an elbow arm knife, and like it just goes into your elbow arm fold. And if you ever need it, you're just like, pah! And like your elbow arm just extends and cuts.
Oh, but what if it came out the other way, so it popped out and it's like a double reach?
Oh, what if it's
like an accordion style?
Is that the way Grievous's arms?
Well, then you could like, yeah, I was going to say, you could be like, or do they like fucking walk like a crazy thing?
They fold in, like he's got them and they like double extend out.
He's got the arms that split from his top arms too.
Yeah.
Like, so they're
you're just describing Grievous.
Yeah.
No.
Do those go down to his torso? Or do they go
claw
to his elbows? Now I can't see it.
They come out of the same joint.
They come out of his
torso. How many lightsabers do I get?
Five.
Four. I mean, because you can hold four. You will cut two.
You have to
drop
them.
Spin them around.
Then you'll be normal again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, but how many lightsaber arms? How many lightsaber arms do I get?
Well, that's what I said. So you get four, but you'll inevitably cut almost all your arms off.
Okay.
So then you will be a freak, because you've cut your arms off in a lightsaber.
Because then I'll be an amputee, but still have two hands.
Yeah,
you'd be a double.
I mean, if you're lucky, you'll
have quadruple amputee.
Or even weirdly, you'll be an amputee.
Well, whatever hand's holding the lightsaber isn't going to chop itself off.
No, but you might chop your other arms off with other lightsabers.
No, that's
your
not
other
possible, because the lightsabers will intercept each other.
Could you just chip?
Not your arms, though. What if you're like, spin, oh, shit.
Because think about it. If they're spinning, they'll intercept.
Well, if you let go and it flies in the air and just like, shing.
I'm not going to let go of a lightsaber. Go for arms.
That's
Kevin.
Dangerous, Kevin. You Hello? Can't just let go of lightsabers. That's why they surgically attach them to your hands.
Ah, I didn't know that was part of that training.
It's not surgical. They just bolt it on.
Yeah. There's a movie called Guns Akimbo with Daniel Radcliffe where he gets guns bolted to his hands.
Another one.
Is that what that one is?
It's not out yet.
I've only seen pictures. And it's just Daniel Radcliffe in
so
the street just like screaming.
These movies sound fake. Like,
you need
really
to get up in a Hollywood, bro.
That one really sounds fake.
No, so like it's like a video game thing. Like he's like trolling someone and then he gets like asked to challenge somebody in this video game and his like avatar in the game gets like guns attached to his hand, but it's like him because it's like VR or something. I don't know.
Have you heard that one with Vin Diesel where he's stealing cars and he's just called Car Guy and
it's
he's just running around? No, it's not. It's actually completely unrelated and shares none of it, but for some reason they still got Vin Diesel to do it. And he's just stealing cars and blowing stuff up. It's called
it's
Car
like,
Guy.
It's like,
you mean Triple X.
It's like the dollar store version of...
I think that is
Well, I mean,
exactly
you could also say
is.
Like Pitch Black has that because I think he steals a car in Pitch Black or one of those movies
look,
too.
Look.
I think they had a car
guys,
in Pitch Black.
Vin Diesel is a felon. That's irrelevant here.
That's what? Racist.
It's just true.
Is it racist?
Yeah, because he's not white.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
oh,
tanned.
He's pretty white.
He's tan.
No, it's homophobic because he's gay.
Is he?
Yes.
I thought he was like just bisexual.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's homophobic.
White.
Wow.
It's not what?
Transphobic.
He's not
because he drives a Trans Am.
Well, but he's not transphobic. I'm transphobic.
Yeah.
But I got a Grand Am, which is a sister to a Trans.
No,
Am.
See, that's you whitewashing it.
Shit. Oh, fuck me.
Actually, he drives a GTO in that movie, so...
What movie?
In Car Guy.
You mean X Triple X?
Yeah. Car Guy. So, yeah, and the nickname for GTOs is Goat. So, he's
Goatophobic.
Whoa! Wow. Because
they're
dumb.
I see him.
What
people have, like, their dexterity is this.
It's like a tentacle. It's
I
like having an arm you couldn't control.
That you would
see, that would be really useful.
Yeah, where they touch Kevin for that joke. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Like, just in the creepiest way possible.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah,
it's like they go up to take a chocolate out of it, and then they just go like, "Fonk!"
Because
they're
going to hurt me.
That's like the third time I've heard it fall today. Dude.
Yeah, they're dumb.
I even re-engineered it.
I'm going to go put, like,
you have to
one.
Cut notches into them.
Yeah,
I might. You know, I'll come in with a Dremel to do it.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
I'm not really sure how you can knock them off.
You're dumb.
By
and you
being.
Hit your arm against it. Like
for the reference, everybody
Utterly
listening.
Stupid.
So we have these little pails outside
I'll
that hold snacks. And they have two now little wooden dowels that stick out of this wall.
Yeah.
And you hang the pail on the pegs. And it's like pretty stable. But somehow people reach up. I can't do it without being over-exaggerated and angry.
Hit my arm.
No, I don't want
make a sound with my arm.
No. They go up and I'm not going to do it.
I want to do it.
They go up and grab him and for some reason like their hands are magnetic or they have bucket of phobia and realize
the
they're
of a drunken
bucket.
Field mouse.
Yeah. And they just like rip it off the wall and slam it on the ground and it startles everybody.
Thank
that
you.
Was really loud.
That's fine.
You jerk. It. You're off. You're out.
I found that there's a normalize button in Audacity.
Oh, really?
It just took 199 episodes. Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Sweet.
But, yeah, it turns out just 199 episodes is all I needed to figure out how to normalize shit.
All we needed to do was fuck up enough for you to be like, okay, seriously, Kyle's touched the mic too much.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, so should we talk about...
We're at, like, 20 minutes.
The, like...
Well, we can
I think you should not edit that out.
Oh, well, I'm going to edit out the... Well, okay, I don't want to tell you what I'm going to edit.
Yeah, I'm going to edit out the part where we gave all our social security numbers.
Yeah. There's some stuff that might get edited out, but I'm going to talk about it. Our boy here, Bobby, he's got, at the Larimer Lounge in Denver, October 2nd.
After this podcast, before this podcast came
actually,
out.
Actually, it... Nope, this is the past. Never mind, I hope you enjoyed Gorgeous Mean Boy with Knockoff Mice and Dick Kipnick and Lost Toms at the Larimer Lounge. We,
if you hadn't heard of him, now you have.
Well, there you go.
You
Gorgeous
missed
their
show.
Tekipnik. T-A-K-I-P-N-I-K. Actually, I got that right on the first try. That's our
Are you sure
Bobby.
It's not Tacky Pink?
No, I'm pretty sure he just said Tekipnik.
Okay.
Edit in here. Just I don't know if it'll be the part that I cut out or not. So just include Bobby saying Tekipnik here.
Tekipnik.
I don't know how we stopped talking because I could just edit it. This is going to be an editing nightmare when I
get out of it. Yeah, you'll have to cut out some audio.
I'll actually have to do stuff.
You're actually going to have to edit.
No. Hey-oh!
The first episode.
I'm still betting you want to edit it. It's just going to go in just like this.
No, he will edit the part, though. The part where we give our social security numbers out.
I don't know. It depends on how much whiskey's been had at that point.
It was rum this time, Kevin.
How little was it?
No, he'll edit our social security numbers in.
Kyle's is 867-5309.
Whoa.
Yeah, man, checks out. Well,
number of numbers.
Thanks for listening. The same as mine.
Thanks for listening to us talk about, you know,
whatever.
Action movies and having four arms.
Yeah.
Kendrick is not happy with this episode.
No, this was awful.
I loved it. I had a great time.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and check out next week when we get back to Fast Food Wars, which is what you really want to hear about.
Wait, who's going to be down next week?
Nobody.
Fast Food Wars.
We don't know yet. We'll have to look at the.
Bobby's in the hot.
I should be here.
Well, no, it's because we did tacos and we did chicken. So what's left?
We need hamburgers,
bear gars,
pizzas.
So do you think
ice cream?
Ice creamed.
Ooh.
I creamed on you.
That's not appropriate.
I creamed on you.
That's not. It's not. It's not okay.
That means he cried on you.
Like hot dogs.
Eye cream.
Is there any hot dedicated hot dog places?
That'd be why it'd be like.
Why don't you guys let us know what we should do?
Yeah. Give us ideas. We're dumb.
Yeah, we're stupid.
We're not very creative, especially Joe.
Yeah.
Jesus. He's like made movies and shit.
What'd you call it?
Wow. All right, bye.
Let me just get the knife out of his back.
Yeah. We gotta pull the gun out of Joe's mouth. Bye.
Fuck you, Joe.